Good morning. Well, all federal agencies here in the D.C. area open at 11 o'clock today. There is a freezing rain advisory that's in effect for the general area till 9, but for some spots, it has been extended to 11 o'clock this morning for Loudoun County, Montgomery County, Frederick County, Maryland. So joining us this morning, the Director of the Office of Personnel Management, John Berry. Very good to have you with us, sir. Thanks for being with us. The question for you is, those federal workers in Loudoun, Montgomery, and Frederick County, do they get a little bit more time to get in than the other workers?
Well, obviously, Mike and Bruce, thank you so much. Safety first is always our first directive. And we'll certainly be understanding, and ISO supervisors will be understanding to employees if they have icy conditions in their area. The Weather Service is telling me, and we'll see if they update this, that they might be pulling back from that extension of that that advisory. So we will see, for certain once we get the facts. But for right now, we have provided to the employees also the ability to use unscheduled leave and unscheduled telework today. So for employees in those areas, if they're getting out and they're finding icy conditions, they do have that option to get back to their garage and be safe and take that day off if they need to do that.
Was this something that was automatically triggered by the freezing rain advisory, or you just looked at a specific instance and decided this is the time?
Well, no, it was last night. We had a Council of Governments call, as you know we do, if there's any threat of ice in the region, because ice is something we don't play around with at all. And the Weather Service, with the advisory last night throughout the entire region this morning, recommended at that time that until 9 o'clock they were feeling we could be in a very unsafe situation. And so last night, after consulting with through the Council of Governments, all the transportation departments and Metro, et cetera, we decided the safest course was to try to keep our federal employees off the road before 9 and then give them 2 hours to get in after that so that we would open the government at 11.
Well, now, let me ask you this. You did a great job of coordinating with Metro as well, which we haven't always seen. Metro Rail and Metro Bus are going to have more service provided in the midday and late morning to accommodate the extra federal workers.
Absolutely, and we are so grateful to Metro for doing that to allow for a safer commute for federal employees and other employees throughout the region. My hat is off to them, as well as our transportation departments around the region, who really responded well with the SALT and other activities that you've seen out there this morning.
Mr. Berry, appreciate you coming on with us this morning, and good luck with the rest of everything today. Hope it goes well. It seems like it will.
I hope so. We're fingers crossed that hopefully we have a safe commute this morning and later, that the weather continues to warm. They're calling for warmer temperatures throughout the week, so hopefully that'll put us into a brighter spot.
Sounds good. John Berry, Director of the Office for Personnel Management, with us.